This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity. I believe it's a Session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. So, you know, part of the solution. That's really what I want you to be part of the solution. All right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. You know, Brad Dacus is going to join us right after the break. I am, I don't want to say heartbroken, because that's not it at all. I am irritated to no end at SCOTUS. No, I should say SCOTUS. Justice Roberts. And he even fooled some of the people that we trust, that you and I trust. Right? I mean, think about it. And you have Brad Dacus, Rick Green, who's going to be on with us tomorrow. About where Roberts should have been. Now, I'll probably end up asking Brad Dacus. I gotta ask some of you guys what you think. Do you believe it's gonna be one of two things? Either Roberts, they got something on Roberts, you know what I mean? Or Roberts is so mad, so irritated by President Trump, that the rule of law really doesn't matter anymore, at least for him. Because he figures he's going to be around a while, right? So what does he care? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. I love it when we poke and irritate people. Really, no, I really do. Right, so you tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show, what we got going on, what we're going to be talking about. Tonight there's a number of cases to talk about. You know, and you look at what's going on. Joe Biden, I guess, came out of, what did he come out of the hole? Remember, what is that, gopher? Groundhog. There you go, Groundhog Day, right? So Biden came out of his hole today. I don't have the clip. For a press conference. I mean, seriously, they're not gonna do anything that's gonna trip this guy up. Although there's not much that you can't do that is gonna trip him up. I mean, who are we supposed to vote for? Right? What was it? Donald Reagan? Was that the other day? Anybody catch that? This is really scary. Now, 40% of Americans, I heard, the last number, think that he is suffering some form of dementia. Right? But that they may still vote for him anyway. I mean, you were talking about hate like nothing before. I mean, that's sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, listen, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you want to talk about. Maybe an author, a topic. More than happy to try to get them on. The other thing is, if you don't like emails, if you're not an email person, I'm not either, believe it or not, then we can always do a text alert. And the way you get that is you just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're actually doing something. So back to SCOTUS again. You know, a lot of rulings this week. I don't want to talk about what's going on in Seattle. Was it CHOP, CHAZ, whatever? I don't even know what it's called now. They killed somebody else there. You know, let me think about something. Every place is Democrat rule. In this, right? The Democrats have control. There's murder. There's mayhem. Robbery is up. They want to kill the, there's no bail in these places. I mean, it's just amazing to me. You talk about, I talked about this a long time ago, and it makes some of you crazy. The Bible talks about a time when right would become wrong, wrong would become right. We'd all be, things would just be upside down. Look around you. Right? Look all around you. What is going on out there? And, you heard it last night from Dr. B. I'm going to say it again. When are you going to take control back? You parents and others, when are you going to take control back? Right? When I say that, I mean, get with your kids. Don't be afraid to challenge them. Don't be afraid to challenge what they're doing, what they're telling their children. Right? We're all so afraid. Well, they won't come see me anymore. So what? You're not gonna have a country, right? Or be able to live the life you want to live if you don't start opening your mouth and let your kids know what the truth is. They're pulling down statues of Jesus. They're pulling down statues of abolitionists, of saints, of priests. It's just amazing. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. Who's stopping them? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Brad Nakes from Pacific Justice Institute joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually, which you're really doing. You know, you've been hearing me rail on the Supreme Court for the last 3, 4, 5 days. I cannot believe it. But I'm not a legal expert. And I just don't understand how they can get it so wrong. And I'm going to be corrected here in a minute. I just know it. But you know what I said to you a few minutes ago? Either we've all had it so wrong, okay, about Chief Justice Roberts, or they've got something on him, or he's so mad at the president, he's not willing to let this stuff go. But I'm not the expert in this area. Let's go to the expert in the year. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute, as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me here, and I know you guys do too. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Joe.
You got to straighten me out, brother. I am so irritated at Chief Justice Roberts. I've got you and a few other of my friends over the last few months have been talking about how, you know, between him and some of the others, we'd get some really cool rulings on the court or opinions on the court. Man, when?
I know. It is very discouraging. And when you look at the decision out of Louisiana, striking down the Louisiana state statute, which was very well prepared. It was very similar to the one from Texas that was shot down by the Supreme Court. Well, then we had a shift in the judges. Justice Roberts had, in the Texas case, had ruled in favor of protecting the statute that protects women and requires abortion clinics to be licensed, the doctor there to be licensed with the local hospital in case there's a complication or, you know, something serious happens and the woman needs immediate care. So he made it really clear that in the Texas case, he saw this as constitutional, and it was fine. And he wrote a very strong opinion. Well, then an almost identical case comes up from Louisiana, and now, because that other case was on the record, he says, well, stare decisis keeps me from, I can't change this because, you know, stare decisis, and want to respect the prior, this prior case, you know, this 5-4 decision. And it was really a bad application of stare decisis because there's not like you had a massive reliance on the Texas decision. It's not like you had massive investment or people changing their names or anything like that. So people are somewhat perplexed, you know, why he did this. And I think, you know, I'm trying to speculate here, but I see him as someone who's trying to validate his argument with Trump. You know, he got a spat, which was very inappropriate for him to criticize Trump. And you know, Trump says, you know, judges are too political, and, you know, you can't count on them to apply the law, and instead they try to be judicially active. And he said, no, that's not true. Our judges are always, you know, very credible and integrity and da-da-da-da-da, and not non-political. Well, what he said was wrong. That was inaccurate. It was inappropriate. But then, Joe, I think part of his decision here is trying to validate his argument to sort of prove himself. Let's say, see, we're not political. See, I recognize stare decisis. So I think that's worth it. I don't think
what is that
has
term?
On him.
What is that term that you're using?
Stare decisis.
What does that mean? English.
That's a good. Thank you. What it basically means is it's a principle that says that the courts and Supreme Court in particular will respect a prior precedent, a prior decision. But if they rule, if a court in the past rules that on an issue of law dealing with, in this case, say it was a regulation out of the state of Texas involving abortion clinics, mm-hmm. if another state later on has a similar set of facts that applies to that earlier decision, they'll stick with that earlier decision to maintain consistency. And I understand that, but that doesn't mean they always stick with it. Plessy versus Ferguson, you know, where they said separate but equal, that's fine in terms of race. That was struck down. Brown versus Board of Education said, no, not so fast. That violates the Constitution. And so they stuck to what does the Constitution mean? And they reversed that stare decisis. Also, we're looking at the level of reliance. That's one of the factors that are looked upon for stare decisis. You know, if masses and numbers of people are recognizing something and relying on it, then we should let it stay and let people amend the Constitution accordingly if they really want to down the road. But this is something that could easily be corrected. He already went on record as to what the Constitution says, what it means, and its proper application. He needs to stay true to himself. It was only a 5-4 decision. It wasn't that long ago out of Texas. This was an opportunity for it to be corrected, and corrected in a way that is reflective of the voice of the people who elected a president to the White House and senators which resulted in appointments to the Supreme Court, which resulted in this this shift, and that shift actually should be respected, especially when the prior decision was so narrow. It wasn't that long ago, and it wasn't like something that the masses were relying upon in permanent right. life-changing decisions.
You know, the and I'm a little off my game tonight. My head's a little foggy, but you know, the Supreme Court was never meant to have the power they have today. You know, when I read some of the writings of our founding fathers, they're not supposed to write law. I mean, Justice Thomas right now is actually even saying that outwardly. It's like we're legislating from the bench all of a sudden. This is not good. Right. This is not a place we should be. They render opinions on laws. Those laws, it doesn't mean that those laws are done, finished, and over with. The legislature should take them back and make the changes to them that were objectionable to the Supreme Court. That's what they should be doing. I mean, am I off here?
You're correct. You're correct. Justice Thomas has been an absolutely fantastic judge on the Supreme Court. I think he's written more opinions than any justice in U.S. history, if I'm not mistaken. He's been an absolutely fantastic justice, and he's correct. And he was very upset about this decision. He wrote a strong dissent, making it clear, saying, you know, the big elephant in the middle of the room is Roe versus Wade, and we need to do the right thing. This was a result of judicial activism. Nothing in the Constitution mandates this. Nothing among sips of due process is inherently recognizing this. This needs to be overturned. This needs to be brought back to the states and let the people of the states decide accordingly based on medicine, science, and enlightenment. That's what we should have.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Joe Messina, your host, is in the Real Side. Quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. He'll be with us after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is worried about spikes in COVID-19 cases.
We're going to continue to be in a lot of trouble.
and there's going to be a lot of hurt if that does not stop.
On Capitol Hill, Fauci says he's worried that the daily coronavirus total in the U.S. could balloon to 100,000 a day if the virus isn't controlled. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's not thinking about reversing the state's reopening.
We're not going back closing things. I don't think that really is what's driving it. I mean, people going to business is not what's driving it. I think when you see the younger folks, I think a lot of it is more just social interactions.
At a campaign stop in his Delaware hometown, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden says the president continues dividing the nation.
Half wearing masks and half rejecting science. We can't continue.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That is one of my favorites. Joe McKinney, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love that scene. I love that. Not the movie, but there's a certain scene in the movie, and I had heard that he was brought in just to be, you know, a consultant. And he kept saying, no, that's not how you do it. This is how you do it. That's not how you do it. I finally let him do it. And he nailed that scene, nailed it quickly. And it's exactly what they see. That's why you need experts. You need experts in these areas. You know, you got guys like me that move their mouth, but we don't really have a clue, and we have to depend on guys like Brad Dacus. That's right. Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, with me every week. I always appreciate his insight. He gives us some ideas of what's going on, not just with SCOTUS, but across the country with some of the lawsuits that are happening and how he can protect you and yours and some of the values that we stand for. Brad, before we get into this, because I don't want to forget, tell people what your organization does and how they can help you.
Oh, you bet, Joe. We're a nonprofit legal organization that defends religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of human life. We've got attorneys all across the United States. We have more offices in the United States than any other organization in the country doing this kind of work. We do it all without charge, and we're unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We actually make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road when it comes to these issues and they need free legal assistance. That's what we do, and we've been doing it for over 20 years.
You know, we have been browbeat since I knew the English language that there was a separation of church and state, and which I don't find in the Constitution. I know you don't find it either. And as the years have gone, and I've been paying attention to what goes on at the court, I mean, even a few years back where they had a ruling over could a Catholic school, could a religious school apply for grants, you know, to fix up their playgrounds for, you know, after-school stuff for the community. And that was the argument, was this isn't for religious people, it's for the whole community, people who whose families are already paying taxes. You had a landmark, I believe, if that's what you want to call it, a landmark school choice victory at the Supreme Court today. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, this is a big one, a very big one. It was built on that decision, that case you just mentioned, the Trinity Lutheran School case, dealing with the playground equipment. Well, this is dealing with the ability for parents to participate in like a voucher program where they choose a private religious school instead of a private secular school. Here's what Montana did. They had this program set up But they said in their program, no, we're only going to allow you to choose non-religious private schools. Religious schools would violate our state constitution, and what we have is called the Blaine Amendment, which was, a lot of states have that, which was geared towards preventing Catholic churches and institutions from ever benefiting from programs. It was terrible. It was a terrible thing to have enacted. But so that's in there in the state constitution in Montana, along with many other states, about 30, if I'm not mistaken. So they said, no, we're going to discriminate. You can go to a secular, non-religious private school, but not a religious one. Well, they filed a lawsuit, and this lawsuit went to the Supreme Court. And in the meantime, the state of Montana said, oh, well, if we're going to be sued over this, okay, we'll just stop the whole program altogether. We're not going to give vouchers for any private schools, thinking that that would make sure that they didn't lose. Well, the Supreme Court took it up anyway and said, look, states, you have the right to decide if you want to give assistance to parents choosing private schools. You have that right. But if you choose to do it, you cannot discriminate based upon a school being religious or non-religious. That is, would be state hostility to religion, a violation of the Establishment Clause. It was a fantastic decision, and it basically said, government, you have to be neutral when it comes to programs and things like that. You can't discriminate against an entity doing a work, in this case, private schools, simply because they're religious. And that's a very strong religious freedom decision. And it's particularly important, Joe, because as government gets larger and bigger and has a more dominant role with programs and all this kinds of stuff, then their ability to discriminate against religious institutions, say a homeless shelter, a rehab clinic, adoption agency, versus over, you know, a secular one, a non-religious one, puts becomes a major disadvantage for ministries in those areas of service. So this is why it's so important that the government really truly be neutral and not give a financial benefit to only secular, non-religious, or even anti-religious groups over religious ones.
Well, look, the simpleton in the room, me, is a little confused here. So, you know, I look at this ruling and, you know, how they're trying to, you know, trying to bring the religious, if you would, into mainstream and say, okay, it's all right for them to benefit from some of the taxpayer things going on. And then last week we had that LGBTQ ruling where you couldn't discriminate based on somebody's sexual orientation, which I thought was already in there. But the ruling last week made it all, well, it appears that it made it so that some churches or some religious organizations would have to hire same-sex couples, couldn't fire somebody for being, you know, in a same-sex relationship or transgender or whatever. It's confusing to me. It kind of flies in the face of each other, doesn't it?
It does, at first blush, it does seem that way. And in fact, that decision last week where the Supreme Court, in a shocking 6-3 decision, decided to trounce on those 17 states that say, you know what, we're not going to give special rights and privileges to people because they want to change their gender or because their you know, sexual orientation. Well, those 17 states are, you know, the Supreme Court says, you know what, we're going to reinterpret the Civil Rights Act to redefine the word sex, to say something totally different than what it was meant to when it became law 50 years ago, and we're going to require you not to discriminate. Well, that applies to the private sector. It's the same as race, ethnicity, national origin, gender. But the concern, though, is that this might also apply to churches. And so you're telling a church they can't discriminate in hiring a minister or a youth leader because the youth leader has a sexual orientation lifestyle or has changed their gender, which goes against the teaching, say, of the church. Well, the answer is churches are actually, they are exempt. So they were not actually directly impacted because the Civil Rights Statute provides exemption language for religious institutions. Now, everyone else running a business anywhere in the United States, this can be problematic. And then as far as businesses that have certain religious, they're for-profit, but they have religious services that they provide, say it's a funeral home, for example, we at Pacific Justice can give them advice and counsel. We've talked about it on a Zoom call where we can help a business in that situation or a marketing company that markets religious materials. to make sure that they have the right people fit to fit in with their clientele and the beliefs of their clientele. And so there's some ways around that as well.
All right. I've got a guy in the line. Let me see. Ed from Washington. Ed, thanks for calling the show. You got a question or comments for Brad?
Well, just a question. In Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution, it talks about judges, both the superior and inferior courts, shall have their office during good behavior. And then it goes on to say that any problems they have that are exceptions, they go back to the appellate court, but then it goes back to Congress to make it good. But I don't understand what their definition of good behavior.
Well, it depends. 100 years ago, if you were drunk in public, that was bad behavior. Ed, thanks for the call. Let Brad answer it.
Yep.
You know, it was. We almost had a Supreme Court justice that was brought up on public intoxication or what have you. Today, I guess shy of having sex with a minor, you pretty much anything goes. I don't know, Brad. What do you think?
Yeah, it's interesting because that language is very broad, and there really haven't been that many opportunities for it to be enforced. And now, one thing we can say for sure that we do know, and we've seen this play out, is when they are being tried and convicted of a felony, then that obviously is on its face, bad behavior. It's not good behavior, and they can definitely be removed. They can also be removed, by the way, for incapacity to do their job because of, say, mental illness.
I don't believe you.
Things like that.
You got Ruth Bader Ginsburg on there. I don't believe you.
I will say one thing about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She is someone who is what I call judicially sincere. She's very sincere. She is, knowledgeable. She's just wrong. She just has the wrong foundation of assumptions of what our fundamental rights and where they come from. But I don't believe she's going to be on the court much longer, which is another reason we need to get involved this next election and put the right person.
She's sincere, but she's sincerely wrong. Gotcha.
Very sincere.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You listen to The Real Side.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A couple of nitwits.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization. Actually, Brad, I ran into somebody that you were able to help out, I think it was yesterday, and she was just singing your praises because you gave her information that helped with Child Protective Services, and her son is doing so much better than he was before, because he wasn't yanked away from her. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they were able to work through the situation and get him, they got him to help. The parents said that he needed as opposed to Child Protective Services. So I can tell you people from personal experience and people around me that PJI is a great organization, whatever you can do to help. And I know some of you have said to me, even when it comes to my show, look, $5, $10 from 1,000 of you makes a big difference. So don't be ashamed or feel bad that you're going to get $2 or $5, because it's not just the money. You know, I know it sounds kind of cliche-ish, but it is the meaning behind it. You're willing to take the time to give me that money to help me, and that means a lot. And it means a lot to PJI, right, Brad?
Well, it certainly does. And I strongly encourage them to go to our website and sign up to get our Legal Insider. It's a newsletter. It's sent via email just once a week, and it's short, and it gives them updates on our many cases and what's going on, so they can be aware of it and maybe pray for us as well. But it's I really encourage people to get that information. It's simply PJI org, and of course they can sign up and become a part of the solution. We're leading the fight. We have more attorneys, more law offices in the United States. We help and doing all our work without charge, and we do it because of people out there like your audience who see the problem and they want to do something about it. And we're getting actual results, and the people who get our Legal Insider newsletter are very encouraged when they see results after results and victory after victory, including some of these states that we've had to take on because of the coronavirus restrictions being unreasonable and shutting down churches.
Yeah, we're going to talk. I'm going to hit you with that a little bit, even though I didn't give you a heads up, but you're a smart guy. You can deal with this. one of the ones was a New York judge last week who basically told Cuomo and de Blasio that they were hypocrites. You cannot come down heavy on the churches and allow the protests to go on, you know? And I thought the reason I thought that was so wonderful is you and I discussed that on this show several times. And you said, you know, if they allow these protests to go on, they don't have masks, they're up in each other's faces, they can't stop the churches from meeting, right?
Exactly. And I'm so glad that the judge jumped on that. You know, but for these massive protests, auspices that was trying to be created by these liberal politicians that, oh, this is necessary for health and safety, oh, we have to, it would probably still be going on, and judges would still be acquiescing. But when they allow massive protesters, and that's a nice word for a lot of them, because, a lot of them include looters, arsonists, violent people, and not just a few, but massive numbers of criminals, in addition to those non-criminals who are protesters.
Right.
But the fact that they allow these protesters to be there in mass and without even getting a prior permit to do it and in places that are not legally for them to be in the middle of streets and freeways, and then you have law enforcement officers there not arresting them, not writing them up for their protests, calling it First Amendment rights, and then at the same time denying the ability for people to more safely meet at a church, in an outdoor service, or even an indoor service. The judge called this one correct, and this is exactly, Joe, what we at Pacific Justice Institute are litigating in multiple states across the country. We are that is our argument. That is one of our primary tools that we're using, and why I think we're going to continue to be successful as our litigation pans out. We've already had one victory in Calaveras County, California. We had another one challenging the governor in Oregon. Of course, that went up on appeal where it was reversed. But the bottom line is we're seeing some definite strengthening in the position for religious institutions and everyone, for that matter, to have to stand up to this, auspices of being a health crisis to the point that it's trouncing on the rights of everyone except those that liberal politicians want to be able to gather and want to be able to speak. Even de Blasio was asked about this. He says, well, how do you justify allowing the protest but not allowing people to go to church? And he says, well, what the protests are standing for is much more important. I thought, really, you actually had the stupidity to actually make that honest public statement, which is just so helpful for a lawsuit, a case like the one that just came out of New York. So,
Why
New Yorkers have him as their mayor, I am baffled.
I have no more sympathy for these people. And I'm sorry, I love, people, I know they get locked into something, but I no more sympathy for the people of Chicago, New York, Seattle at this point in time. This AG right down there in St. Louis, or the AG in St. Louis, Kimberly Gardner, I hear that she's a real left-wing whacktoid, and she's actually looking at possible charges against those homeowners who stood in front of their home to protect themselves, right, with the guns. I know you saw that. And
yeah, I did. I had no idea that law enforcement, that she was actually going to turn on them instead of turning on those that broke down the gate in their private gated community to
they were peaceful.
Threaten havoc.
They were peaceful. She came out, she said she was alarmed at the events that happened there with those peaceful protesters.
They peacefully broke down and barged in on a private gated community, smashed it in, went into private property, bringing fear and then to go after people simply for making it clear, don't smash our windows, don't set our houses on fire.
Yeah.
For people wanting to protect and defend themselves, taking no action against them, just being armed on their own property, and then she's going to go after them instead of going after those who violated the law. You know, well, shame on her, but it shows you where her extreme the attitude is. This mentality, it's warped. It's totally divergent from the concepts of law and justice, property rights, and what true free speech rights are. You're right. She needs to be booted from office.
We have become that fear that our founding fathers had, that perverse society, the one that accepts lawlessness. Now, some of us don't, but that number has switched big time. And that's the part that's very scary. Hey, let's come back to something that's happening today. I want to get your opinion on this, like SCOTUS. So, you know, you've got in our home state, I won't say our home state, the state that we're stuck in, California, you got Governor Newsom is now saying that, look, you know, these masks, you have to wear them now in the streets. When you're outside, you're walking around, you have to wear them. And we're looking at that to the end of the year. He's now talking about counties. He's pushing LA County to do a lockdown again. So I'm sitting here saying to myself, when does this become unconstitutional? How long can they lock us up, keep things closed, and that kind of stuff? And on top of it, they're not protecting us. They're not protecting those stores that are closed or people
right.
that are locked in their homes.
Right. They're not protecting us. I think that's one reason why the sheriff of Los Angeles County, I think it was just released today, announced that he's going to quadruple the number of concealed weapon permits for people in Los Angeles County. I think it's because law enforcement realizes if we're going to be handicapped like this, we at the very least need to give people the opportunity to protect and defend themselves. And so hats off. You know, he's a Democrat. But yeah. I think even he has, just as a matter of conscience, knowing the murders and things that are going to be taking place and increasing unless people have a greater ability to protect and defend themselves. It's very concerning. And I think people also need to recognize something else about California and Gavin Newsom and his order. We examined our attorney, the Pacific Justice Institute. We scrutinized it. The good news is people do not have to wear a mask outdoors if they are a safe distance from other people. So they're hiking or whatever. They don't have to wear a mask. If they're indoors in a public place, in a shopping mall, they're in a Target or whatever, in these kind of places, yeah, they need to do that. But even then, as far as enforceability, if someone out there is, say they're deaf or they're speaking, so say a pastor is preaching to a group, to a church, and in that church there's someone who's deaf or does lip reading, he doesn't have to wear a mask. In other gatherings, if there's any medical issues or concerns they have, they don't even have to have a letter from their doctor. I think it's a good idea. But if they say, hey, look, I'm asthmatic or whatever, or this causes irritation, inflammation in my lungs, which is what wearing a mask for a prolonged period of time does, then they don't have to wear a mask either. And that's a bona fide defense. I don't think this is something, as far as enforceability and actually being carried out, I think people need to worry about it. It's more of a citizen self-enforcement, and people need to realize it's not as radical as it seems on its face. I saw a person today. You know, he's out there crossing a crosswalk in a city, you know, and I'm watching. He has a mask on the whole time. He's wearing a mask out. No one was around him anywhere, and he could be breathing cleaner air to his lungs. So, you know, we need to get out this information so people's more people don't end up in the hospital right. because of this irritant issue.
Listen, I'm with you 100. The people are driving down the street with a mask on in their car. Come on, people. Use that God-given ability to think. Brian Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. PJI.org. Check it out. Head over there. God bless you, Brad. Thanks for what you do. We'll be back in a little bit. We're going to be talking about, did America invent slavery? I mean, we've been told that. The Dems have been telling us that every day. We're going to find out the truth in the next hour. Don't go far.